My dad would play Tekken's 1, 2, 3, like, and tons of other fighting games. And as a kid, you know, you're interested. You want to be a part of the things that excite your parent. And you're just curious because, wow, he loves it that much, or they love it that much. Like, I want to know what that's about. And so my dad always included me in those things. Like, I always got to compete against him. I always got to be his opponent, and I would cry so bad when I would lose. But it was also something where he taught me that if you want to get better, you study. And it was one of those things that, those lessons I learned early on, sharing that hobby with my dad, and how much he just had this raw love to just play. And that's the thing that drew me in. And I am a gamer because of my dad's love for gaming. Some people very close to me know this about me very, very well. I'm very hard on myself because there's a sense of perfection that I have. And if I don't meet that, it can be very hard to wrestle with that concept. It's something that I've had to unlearn, is understanding that sometimes we are not going to meet our personal best, but how do we bounce back from that? I didn't follow anybody in terms of like what the actual blueprint was. I thought there were some really amazing things that other players and content creators were doing, but I knew that ultimately at the end of the day, my path, there's only one way that I wanted that to be. I wanted to maneuver it myself. I wanted to figure out what that looked like for me. I learned that there were things that I needed in my life outside of fighting games. One of the reasons why I even got therapy was so that I would be better prepared to handle this career path. And those things have been difficult. It has ultimately made me such a more like healthy person. In my personal life, in my career, it can be a beautiful thing, but a difficult thing.